development. The government projects to put up 1 million affordable housing units in 5 years' time, and this is on course with over 700,000 units already under construction. The housing program spearheaded by the government is not only meant to provide decent living, but also create job opportunities. The government spokesperson Isaac Mwaura, who spoke in Kirinyaga County, said 14 housing projects are ongoing in the central region covering 5 counties, all at various stages of completion. The projects comprise 7,628 affordable housing units, employing an average of 2,130 daily workers on site, with an additional 5,000 skilled and low-skilled workers engaged directly and indirectly off-site across the housing economic value chain in the region. Kiambu County has 6 projects with 5,599 units, Nyandarua 3 projects with 960 units, Nyeri 2 projects with 859 units, Kirinyaga 2 with 220 units, and Maranga has 1 project with 220 units. Dr. Mwaura added that the State Department for Housing and Urban Development and the National Housing Corporation, NHC, has ring-fenced Shush 1.135 billion for the Juakali and Micro Small and Medium Enterprises, MSMEs, in the region to produce steel doors, steel windows, wooden doors, joinery and balustrades, as well as landscaping on site in these 14 projects. The projects have created employment opportunities for both skilled and unskilled labor. The spokesperson, who toured various development projects in Kirinyaga, added that the government is committed to ensuring universal access to water to improve the quality of life for all citizens, through infrastructure development and capacity building at the county level. He noted from 2022 over 5 million additional people have been provided with guaranteed access to clean and safe water across the country. Additionally, the government has increased connections to sanitation and sewerage services from 27% in 2022 to 33% in 2024, benefiting more than 280,000 households. The number of connections is expected to rise to 35% in the next 9 months, translating to an additional 100,000 people gaining access to safely managed sanitation. In regard to cooperatives and the micro, small and medium enterprises, MSMEs, development, the Mwaura acknowledged that the government, through provision of enabling policy and regulatory frameworks as envisioned by the bottom-up transformation agenda, is committed to promoting growth and development of cooperatives. Government spokesperson Isaac Mwaura leads town hall meeting at Kirinyaga CDF Hall. This is through semi-autonomous government agencies including the New Kenya Cooperative Creameries, NKCC, whose mandate is to procure high-quality raw milk, process, package and market it alongside its value-added products. This is alongside the New Kenya Planters Cooperative Union, NKPCU, to provide affordable credit to coffee farmers, mill and market their coffee. In the last 2 years, the government has attained a number of achievements in the cooperative subsector, key among them, registration of 389 cooperative societies across the 9 priority value chains, which can be broken into 3 cooperatives for rice, 1 in the tea sector, 22 in livestock and beef, 62 in the dairy production, 41 in edible oils, 117 in the artisanal miners, 104 for the blue economy and artisanal fishing, 17 in the textiles and apparel, and 22 construction, affordable housing cooperative societies, explained Dr. Mwaura. The revamped NKCC is currently serving 60,000 dairy farmers through 300 dairy cooperatives, majorly from the central region. The government has allocated more funds in the current financial year 2024-25 for milk powder processing and completion of the last phase of the NKCC modernization project. Government spokesperson Isaac Mwaura leads town hall meeting at Kirinyaga CDF Hall. The NKPCU has in the last 2 years disbursed credit totaling Shush 4.95 billion to 365,872 coffee farmers spread across the 26 coffee growing counties through the Coffee Cherry Advance Revolving Fund. The Coffee Cherry Fund was established to provide affordable, sustainable and accessible cherry advance to smallholder coffee farmers. A smallholder coffee estate or smallholder coffee grower is eligible to benefit from the fund if one is a Kenyan citizen, member of a registered coffee cooperative society or affiliated to the NKPCU and needs to just have an identity card or passport and a membership card of the NKPCU. The government is committed to continuing the mobilization of individuals into cooperatives to ensure the stability of the subsector. This effort has been supported by the fact that the SACO Society's regulatory authorities, SASRA, supervision has achieved a core capital to assets ratio of 17.67% for deposit taking SACCOs during the period, which is well above the required 10%. This indicates the subsector's stability. He stated, the spokesperson, together with National Government Administration Offices, NGAOs, and county government officials, held a town hall meeting at Kirinyaga CDF Hall where they engaged the public on development matters.